Let's continue our week 7 NFL picks. Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer here as we do the wild cards. These are random games that we are going to choose. And Brad, why don't you go first?
I'm going Pittsburgh, Tennessee. This is the biggest game of the weekend.
Yeah, both and 5-0.
Pittsburgh is the best lineup top to bottom in the AFC, maybe. Just the way that they've played. Roethlisberger looks good. They're running the ball with, you know, with strong alacrity. They have Washington, you know, they got this kid Chase Claypool, and they've got good players. And frankly, despite what Tennessee has done on the ground, what a Derrick Henry ran for 212 yards, something crazy last week. You know, they seem like the weakest of the undefeated teams that are left, frankly. And I think, you know, I think Pittsburgh was a 1.5 point favorite, and now they're a 1 point dog, which is crazy to me. I think it tells you that, you know, a lot of people are on the Tennessee side. But I just look at that, and I just think that Pittsburgh's defense is really good. Tannehill's going to have to step up and play. And at some point, the stagecoach is going to turn into a pumpkin on Ryan Tannehill. It just has to. This game feels like it. And I think Pittsburgh is rolling. It's like the first time that they've been 5-0 since like 94 or something crazy. Mm-hmm. First time they've put up 35 points in every game to start the season since like 2005. They're really rolling right now. Tennessee is due to come crashing down at some point here. I look for Tannehill to have to try and win it late. I don't think he can do it. I think it's a close game, but Pittsburgh wins.
And the Titans don't have 3 weeks to prepare for this one like they did their last game.
So. Right.
All right. Ben, what's your wild card?
I'm going with Seattle at Arizona. This is going to be, obviously, it's a big deal. But now, since they flexed the game and bumped my team, I'm with you, NFC West guys. I want both teams to not win. I want this to go to a tie. Just sheer pissiness.
I don't know. How would that benefit the Niners when it was a tie? I feel like a Seahawks loss would benefit the Niners more.
Wouldn't it be nice to have both teams could lose if we can make that happen?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What if an asteroid hit the stadium? I mean,
well, that would be Costanza law.
No fans would die. It would be fine.
Everyone would be sheltered under Pete Carroll's chewing gum.
The guy is a dinosaur, so it only stands to reason that an asteroid's going to kill him.
Nice. Well, hey, let's real quick. You know, Seattle is, man, quite a team. Like I'd mentioned 2 weeks ago, you know, Russell Wilson is he's a pretty good quarterback. Believe the hype. But in this case, you know, I'm looking at the wide receivers. And you've got DK Metcalf versus DeAndre Hopkins. And if you just look at their Pro Football Focus score, Hopkins is greater than. And he played a phenomenal game last week as well. It's one of those things where it comes down to me, wide receiver play, obviously quarterback play, and Russell Wilson's been here before, but I got to give the edge to Arizona in this. You know, they have better third down conversions, and quite honestly, Seattle has a really hard time stopping the pass, so I'm going all Arizona on this one.
Arizona, or the Seahawks have not a great defense, and Arizona can put up points, so I can see that for sure.
Listen, you know, it's been Seattle has had trouble with Arizona in the past. Even when they were winning all those divisions, Arizona always gave them trouble. Yeah. I hoped you were going to pick that because I think you're right.
Well,
thank you, Brad.
You may think that Sunday Night Football, Seahawks and Cardinals is the game of the week, but my friends, or you might think the Steelers and Titans are the game of the week, but I have the
real oh no.
And that is the Jacksonville Jags at the Los Angeles Chargers of San Diego. That is the game of the week. What are they? One is 1-4, one's 1-5, something like that. I'm going Chargers. I really like their rookie quarterback. He's really good. Really good. And I think you might see a coming out party for him, and you know, they'll get a win, I think, against Jacksonville. So that's my pick. All right, there you go. Those are our NFL picks. We'll see how we stay afloat, or maybe one of us will rise to the top. You can check them out at 977theriver.com. Click on the sports buzz. We got Beer 30 coming up at 8:30. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Word.